Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the eve of Election Day, already November 3rd, 2008, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We're also going to have wide open phones throughout the broadcast today. I have a lot of news I do want to go over. I'm in a very thoughtful, reflective mode today. The more I study the New World Order, the more I study human activities throughout history, the greater my understanding becomes, and the greater my sadness intensifies. Because I don't even hate my enemies. I don't even hate the enemies of liberty and freedom. I just am so sad. So sad at all the bad things that have happened throughout history and all the bad things that are unfolding now and what this country and this world is going to be going through. Because some very, very bloodthirsty people, some very, very selfish, greedy people, some very cold-blooded people, some control freaks of the 10th Order are in control of our planet and are socially engineering us into something very bad. So today, we will have open phones throughout the full 4 hours of the show, giving you a chance to chime in, instead of myself exclusively or my guest talking at you with important information. Nonetheless, I do want to hear from the listeners on any of the news items, any of the issues taking place in our world, the election, the economy, the police state, the control grid, the global taxation system that's being set up. We will discuss it all today. You know, I've interviewed Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner for economics. He's won 2 prizes. I don't know, 6, 7 times. And I've always said on air, you know, he's a globalist, but we've had him on because he was criticizing the IMF World Bank system as predatory. But we've certainly not been saying he is a good guy. And we see them playing their good cop, bad cop with us. He has come out, along with hundreds of other economists and monetary experts, parasites, and said we need a world government. We need a world system run for and by the banks to help all the poor. So we have that clip coming up today for you. The public is now learning about what the greenie revolution is all about. It's about taxes. It's about regulation. It's about lowering our standard of living. And they're on record saying that. And people are now learning that Barack Obama wants to shut down basically every coal facility, coal-powered, coal-fueled power plant in the United States. 49% of our power is supplied by coal. And then people call in and say, well, it's greenhouse gas, it's carbon dioxide, it's deadly poison. Well, it's, number one, it's not deadly poison. It's what plants breathe. And they say, well, coal's dirty. Well, they have clean burning coal. 4 states have it, and it's been laid off limits by the federal government. So they saw that coming a long time ago and shut that down. So there's just a lot we're going to be talking about today. Very important information, a lot of key audio clips as well. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock, so it's a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the polls open. Coming up on the East Coast tomorrow morning, so we're less than 15 hours or so out from the election, I guess, officially kicking off for everybody. It is, of course, a grand diversion meant to sell the message to the people that Barack Obama or John McCain supposedly will be running something and not the international banks that have conquered Europe and the United States and much of the world. And today we're going to be going over quite a bit of that and, of course, taking your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. GOP pollster says he cannot foresee scenario where McCain wins. This is from Raw Story. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. It doesn't look good for Senator John McCain. Both campaigns have pushed polls that show their candidate in a position to win the presidential race. But Republican pollsters said it is highly unlikely McCain will triumph on Tuesday. I cannot foresee a scenario that John McCain is elected the president of the United States, pollster Frank Luntz said. Remember, Frank Luntz is the guy that has been caught having fake staged focus groups on TV. And you know, that's on record. And I have no doubt that the media's diatribe the last few months that it was a foregone conclusion that Barack Obama would be president, that that hasn't had an effect on the public. We've got to be with the winner, so we'll vote for Barack Obama. But there's a Trump card in all of this. Right around 40% of the country has voting machines put in by three different companies that have been proven to steal elections and engage in mass rigging electronically. And their own engineers and software designers have gone public, and they've been caught stealing elections, and that's on record. And so George Bush clearly lost the 2000 election. George Bush clearly lost the 2004 election. But both of the candidates basically stood down and took a dive. You don't just rig the election. You have to rig the opposition as well. And so what this will do now with Barack Obama, it looks like set to win tomorrow night. That will now have the left go back to sleep and not be concerned about election fraud. And then Barack Obama has said he will continue the war. He will even expand it. He will expand warrantless wiretapping against the American people. He has said he will increase the defense budget. He's doing everything they want, and that's why he's raised a lot more money from big international corporations and even John McCain. That's why the establishment did everything they could to not run a strong Republican candidate on popular issues like controlling the border or national sovereignty or a host of other issues. No, they ran milquetoast John McCain, knowing that he would basically throw it for Barack Obama. And that's what we have going on here. So now the public is being sold on the fact that Obama is going to be their savior and that he's going to bring big change and that he is going to remake the face of the world. They're running TV ads, radio ads, print ads, 30-minute propaganda cast where he is seated in the Oval Office already with that predictive programming, brainwashing the public with the idea that it's inevitable, that it's a foregone conclusion, that nothing can stop it. And so we need to start analyzing what it will mean to have Barack H. Obama as president. Barring some bizarre twist of fate where the establishment uses the electronic voting systems to throw it to John McCain, Barack Obama will be the 44th president of the United States. And there will be change, ladies and gentlemen, like you've never seen. Million-plus person youth brigades spying and tattling on their neighbors. Not my words, their words. We first reported this a year ago, and then it was back in the news 3 or 4 months ago. People couldn't believe it, but now some of the videos actually surfaced on YouTube of Obama calling for it. But it doesn't matter. John McCain has called for using the army on the streets of America and domestic spy forces. Because, see, both men are pushing an agenda that's already in place under SecureCorps, a division of AmeriCorps set up by George W. Bush in 2001. And that was in the planning stages way back in the 1980s. So it is a seamless passing of the baton from George W. Bush to Barack H. Obama. All of the polls basically are trending in that direction, even in the polls that McCain hails, the few polls that show him neck and neck or 1 point behind, 1 point ahead. Those are few and far between, and those are within the margin of error. When you have the great body of polls and information coming out showing that the people are sick and tired of George Bush, and so now they will go out and elect Barack H. Obama, and the system won't even have to be rigged, at least at the presidential level. There will be lots of vote stealing at the House and Senate level. There will be lots of vote stealing on those machines, lots of vote flipping, lots of gubernatorial races being cheated as they thwart the will of the people. So regardless of which man is elected, this is what you're going to get. Giant domestic spy forces. More domestic surveillance, face scanning cameras, license plate reading, tracking cameras, tracking everywhere you go, your cell phones being tracked, your phone calls being listened to, a 3 million person environmental Stasi brigade. That's also being set up by both candidates. Years in the making, years in preparation. You're going to have continued war in Iraq. You're going to have expanded wars and conflicts around the world. You are going to see massive tax increases across the board. And by the way, they've been changing the tax code in the last 8 years. The taxes have actually gone up. They'll have lots of widely publicized tax cuts and rebates. But then if you really look at the taxes, anybody that pays taxes separately from having it with help from their check knows that they've brought in lots of mandatory overrides and different things to increase your taxes, property taxes, state taxes, regulations of every type of mushroomed across the fruited plain. We need to know what we're going into. We're going into a Barack H. Obama presidency where suddenly the left will hail all of what George Bush has built, or as a figurehead, all that's been built in his name, when really George Bush was just one more layer in the construction of this New World Order. So strap yourselves in. The right of this nation has been wedded to war and tyranny and torture and corruption, and they will support Barack Obama in all of that. The left will predominantly support him in that. Those that try to go out and protest will be rubber bulleted and shot with beanbags and sprayed and arrested and charged as terrorists, as they're now doing in Minnesota. And the long night cometh. And the biggest issue is Barack Obama was even more supportive than McCain of the banker takeover bill. People keep saying, well, why aren't they handing out the money? Why are they keeping it for bonuses? Why are the brokerage firms and select banks doing all this? Why aren't they bailing us out? Well, they were never going to do that. The bill was a takeover. The bill was economic martial law. And that's not just my words. A lot of mainline analysts have said that. The bill gave them total immunity, total secrecy to do whatever they want. But and then the Congress has released all these blacked out pages of who and what is being paid. But what the companies admit is hundreds of billions of dollars in bonuses to J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and others. I mean, so far they're talking about 25 to 40 billion. Two different numbers have been put out for Goldman Sachs executives in bonuses, and they're talking about, well, it's already happened in England, $14 billion or 7.5 billion pounds in bonuses out of the British bailout. That was $400 billion. That was a $250 billion and another one for $200 billion. So that's what's going on right there. Just open bank robbery in front of everybody. And they're not going to stop there. They have now announced they want their world banking system with world governmental powers to regulate the planet. And they are going to have cap and trade, carbon taxes. They are going to tax the electricity in your home, your car, your fuel, your gas, your natural gas. They are going to tax the coal. They are going to tax everything. They are going to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze on top of a long, prolonged economic collapse, all orchestrated, and we have all their documents. And then Joseph Stiglitz, leaving the IMF as their chief economist in 2001, coming out acting like he's anti-corporate looting and banker takeover, comes out and announces what they're all announcing in unison. All the big heads of the banks, the head of the Federal Reserve, the head of the Treasury, the head of the British Treasury, the head of the different European treasuries, the EU treasuries, the Japanese treasuries, all of them announcing in unison, we want one global central system run by us, and you will pay taxes directly into us. And Barack Obama has said he will give them trillions, and then we will pay for it in taxes and in dollar devaluation. I'm very sad, folks. They're going to hurt us bad. it's going to be bad. And they're not going to give us any quarter. This is feudalism. This is smashing the United States forever.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Senator Barkley, I presume.
Governor Ventura, what are you doing down here?
Looking for a way out for me and all these taxpayers.
Are we where I think we are?
Yes, it appears we're at the bottom of a very deep hole.
Did we do something wrong?
Not us. It seems some schemers on Wall Street dug this hole, and we're down here to get them out of it.
I don't see too many investment bankers or insurance company executives down here. I don't see Al Franken here either.
Senator, I said we're down here with taxpayers. I don't see Norm Coleman down here either.
Well, since Norm Coleman became senator, the federal deficit went up $3 trillion. Governor, you and I know the first rule of getting out of a hole.
Stop digging. During my administration, we ran budget surpluses.
And we gave money back to taxpayers.
That's the kind of thinking we need in Washington.
Please go to SenatorBarkley.com to make a contribution and help take back our country. I'm Senator Dean Barkley, and I approve this message.
And so do I.
Paid for by Barkley for Senate.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
One life in the Dark Captains of the New World Order are going to live it up. That's what the PNAC document said. They said, we're the global elite. We've got the U.S. as a military and a group of people to tax to fund us. Let's suck America dry and build a world government on its ashes. And they're going to do it. They're going to give you a nice black face that'll make the liberals happy. And he'll lead us into our final days. Rome. the new Rome being sacrificed on the altar of a greater world government. Planet Lucifer. That is their god, make no mistake. Time to stand tall against the New World Order. Time to realize they're not going to give you quarter. They are going to go all the way. They're never going to stop pushing. The sky is the limit. All right, let's continue to break down what's happening. We're going to go to your calls at 800-259-9231. Somebody on, one of my listeners, great folks out there, needs to, on a YouTube channel or something, put together all these videos I've seen the last month as prime ministers, chancellors, presidents, presidential candidates, Joe Biden. I mean, there's got to be 30, 40 of them, I don't know, that I've seen or read, where all the world leaders are openly saying the heads of the IMF, World Bank, Federal Reserve, Treasury departments are all saying a world government run for and by the banks, a new world order will fix this crisis, which they engineered. And we need a world currency directed out of London with three sub-world currencies, a North American currency, a European Union currency, an Asian currency with seven sub-currencies. Exactly what the Trilateral Commission called for in 74. Exactly what the Club of Rome always is calling for. Exactly what the big monetary institutions are calling for. I mean, people are like, Alex, how did you know exactly what they proposed years ago? Oh, I read what they said they were going to do. I mean, I'd love to toot my little horn. That's what's so amazing about this is it's now all over the news. The public is having the gauntlet thrown down in our faces for everyone to see as clear as day. And they promise to do all these other horrible things to us, and they keep their promises. So let's go ahead. This is Joseph Stiglitz. You can watch the whole clip up on CNBC. We've also got a link to it up on prisonplanet.com. But you can go up there and watch the whole six-minute conversation. But he's going through how horrible things are and how bad the banks are and how bad America is and how our corrupt free market did this. This isn't free market. This is the very institutions he works for that engineered this and wrote. And I'm going to get him back on and confront him about it. But the point here is that they are flaunting this. They are putting this in our face. Here he is on CNBC, former chief economist, was the World Bank. He also worked for the IMF. But the point is, he's won the Nobel Prize twice. We've had him on here many times. Here he is saying what the other flock of parrots, the monetary parasites, are saying.
A global reserve currency, rather than having the whole system depend on the dollar, goes up, goes down, has a good president, has a bad president. A global reserve currency, Keynes talked about that. A global regulator. It's clear that America exported its toxic mortgages all around the world. People thought they could trust American regulation. Obviously, they couldn't. But it's very difficult for every country to look at what goes on in every other country in a world of globalization. America couldn't function if we had to rely exclusively on state regulation as a national economy. So you need a global regulator. You need to do something about global competition authority. One of the problems is that we have these institutions that are too big to fail, but these are global institutions. Iceland, small economy, had banks that were in some sense bigger than that economy, but that's the nature of globalization. So we need to have some kind of global oversight on these financial institutions.
All right, there we go. It is the financial institutions that are the global government. You can literally read in hundreds of publications where they're saying you will pay your carbon taxes to them. This is world government of, for, and by the banks. And they are going to loot everything. They're anti-family farm. They're anti-small business. They are going to turn loose their green soldiers, their greeny meanies. Look out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself in the bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're here live. And then back from what on the network, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., they retransmit it, Harbor Genesis. A lot of AM and FMs there at different times. We're very thankful for all that. About 108,000 people a day. Some days it varies, some days more, some days less. But on average, it's over 100,000 people download the free podcast every day at InfoWars.com. You just go subscribe there to your phone, your iPhone, your iPod. A lot of radios and cars download the information. You can plug into them. You can also listen to the free streams at InfoWars.com. We also have full archives now of the day's show posted within an hour of the show ending every day at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And we've got a lot of new affiliates joining us today. Want to thank those affiliates in Illinois, in Florida, in Idaho. Three new ones that we got last week that are turning us on today. In fact, I cut promos for them last week. That promo info is actually out in the other studio. I need to bring that in and thank those new affiliates. You know, this is not gloom and doom, ladies and gentlemen. This is the facts. And I know that I get attacked, and other people that are true patriots that aren't part of the whole left-right phony system, Tory, Labor, Republican, Democrat, whatever the case is in your nation. But when I read official Trilateral Commission, CFARM, Council on Foreign Relations documents, government documents, RAND Corporation documents, where they talk about living in a world where bureaucrats visit your house every week, where block captains, environmental captains, inspect your home, your light bulbs, your house, where your children are turned against you and brainwashed, where we have a one-child policy, where a national ID card keeps track of all of our purchases for the new carbon tax system. And on the other side of that, you have a neighborhood watch commander, which they now announced, to look for terrorists, where you have national compulsory national service, where it's not even called a draft. Boys and girls, men and women, have to serve. They just let you opt out and be a domestic Stasi. You know, when I read all of that, when I read them openly saying they were going to implode the economy by design, in between the year 2006 and 2010, in the 70s, and I see them in the last few years prepare, and even the Financial Times of London comes out and admits large central private banks were going to implode the economy by design and bring in true world government of and by the banks, and that you would pay them your carbon tax. I mean, how could I not go on air and warn people? And then how could I be called a kook or a weirdo for publishing the documents and having guests on and reading it? And let me tell you what else they say they're going to do. They say they're going to sterilize us to the food and water. They say they're going to carry out eugenics against us. They plan to kill the majority of us. And, hey, I know that's crazy and that's scary. But it's all on paper. In my film, The Road to Tyranny, we give you the chapter, the name, the document, the official UN policy passed by the full United Nations in General Assembly, the biological diversity assessments, the Club of Rome documents. And let me tell you, you can deny it. You can become scared by what I'm saying and just say, oh, that can't be true. And frankly, at some levels, I don't blame you. Every day, I don't want to say I'm shaken to my core. I am chilled to my core. When I realize this is real, this is really going on, it takes a lot for me to psychologically, to mentally, to spiritually gut up to what I'm dealing with, to what we're all facing. And I wish every day it wasn't true. God, I wish it wasn't true. Because stuff's going to get bad. And stuff's going to be really bad for people like me. And I feel sad for the American people, decadent, confused, bred and raised in lies and corruption. I feel sorry even for the evil enforcers, the low-level and mid-level minions. They have no idea what they're part of. A lot of them think they're good guys. They think evil is good. They've been taught torture and lying and corruption and lying on the stand is good. They are destroyed. They're not even really living. And people in our own movement, the awakening movement, the alternative media, people who disagree with the media and the government, whatever you want to call us, dissenters, heretics, the majority of the world, I really shouldn't expect to see purity and honor and decency. All of these most precious possessions that people sell for a false reality, not even for monetary gain. I mean, why would we expect in such a rotten, twisted society that people in our own movement would be upright, would be decent, would be good, would be honorable? We're better than others on average. But I see the delusion. I see a nation, a world of people, but a nation particularly, of decadence, generation for generation raised in decadence, compared to our forefathers and mothers, who lie to themselves. I learn more and more that the world revolves around envy and greed and avarice and fear. And that most people live in delusion. They lie to themselves about who they are. They lie to themselves about the things they've done. I mean, one of your greatest mental faculties, one of your greatest possessions, as important as your sight or touch, is your moral compass and the ability to truly judge oneself and then to judge others, but not in a hateful way, to judge others according to the way you understand humans behave and act and operate. And in that lies the secret to living. Just because I understand that most central of secrets doesn't mean that I put it into practice always. Doesn't mean that I am as pure as the driven snow. Far from it. The New World Order knows man. The New World Order knows themselves, know thyself. And they choose to be dominant. They choose to crush innocence. They choose to mutate whole societies and traffic in the souls of men. What is the soul of a man? It's his intellect. It's his ideas. It's the sum of his actions in his life and the choices you've made and the knowledge you've gained and who you are. Madison Avenue, the hype machine, it traffics in the souls of men. They deal in the souls of men. I have a friend who I've been needing to talk to on the phone, and he's been calling me, named Daryl Rundis. And repeatedly, over the last few months, I have quoted an analogy that he gave to me, a parable, and I haven't really done it properly. But as you know, the eyes, they say, are the windows to the soul. They are the incredibly complex, beautifully designed, intricate systems that let you operate in a three-dimensional world. When you're in your embryonic development, the eyes grow out of the brain. They're brain stalks, brain stems, and they come forward. It's literally brain tissue. The eyes are made of brain tissue. They're looking at someone's mind. You're looking literally into the windows, into their mind. Truly the windows of the soul. And people that sell out to corruption, sell out to evil, sell out to all of its forms, you can go to them and say, what would you give for your eyes? To go to a clinic, to go to a doctor, and to sell me your eyes. And, you know, you could legally do that. People sell their kidneys. What would you do if I gave you $10,000 for your eyes? Well, no, I'd be blind. That's how I see. It's my body. That's the window of my soul. What about $100,000? No, no way. What about $1 million? What about $10 million? What about $100 million? And only a fool, maybe 1 out of 100 people, would say, yes, I'll give up my eyes. And after they gave up their eyes, they would howl in terror, begging for them back, offering that $100 million, that billion back, to get their sight. So what would you give for your soul when the eyes are only the connection to it? If you're an atheist, the connection to your computer, to your hard drive, to your brain, to that collection of three brains. That's what we really have. The lower brain and the left and right side of the brain. The three integrated systems. What would you give? What would you give to get your sight back? If you lost it. You know, they've been reattaching through different medical procedures people's eyes who were born blind or never been able to see. And they can see, but they can't make sense of it ever. And it's basically useless for them. It's just pointless shapes. But someone who has seen, they can be given their sight back, at least a shadow of it, but it's getting better and better, and I think it's wonderful. But can you imagine giving up your eyesight for $10,000 or $1 million? It's the same thing. Your brain is being bombarded with images through the television set and through the media and the culture that are changing who you are, changing your beliefs, changing what you would have been. You've been given a false culture, a lie, a fraud. They sell you on a George Bush or a John McCain or a Barack Obama. They sell you on a false set of ideas of what they stand for and what they're going to do. They've given you a false download of reality. They have twisted all of us. They have poisoned us. They have put poison in the water that they know reduces your IQ, that literally blunts the eyesight of the mind, the understanding. What is thought? It is a complex three-dimensional and even four-dimensional overlay of the world around you, past, present, and future, integrating the information, taking in the data. It is wondrous. It is magic. It is a blessing. And you just take it for granted. And you set your little children down in front of the TV set with their whole future being robbed, with their minds being destroyed, with the system falsely going in and programming them instead of you rising them up, raising them up, building them up. They're being bombarded with by scientifically crafted, weaponized system. That's only one part of it. Lest they struggle through that layer, they put fluoride in their water. They put hormones to sterilize them and toxify them and to give them cancers in their drinking containers. They give them GMO food, which kills the rats and guinea pigs it's fed to. They approve it. We have a soft-killed holocaust with cancer up several thousand percentile points in every category, diabetes up several thousand or more percent in every category, autism up several thousand percent in every category. We're dying. We're being killed because the enemy knows they can't come in like the Nazis and round up whole cities and machine gun us or work us to death in labor camps. They had to come up with soft kill, slow kill, systems that are hard to diagnose, poisons they introduce in the environment that combine in our bodies. And then they misinstruct and misdirect the doctors who are not specialists to not be able to see it. And then the specialists do put out thousands of reports detailing what's happening. You could have 90% of the Environmental Protection Agency write letters 2 years ago, 90% of their scientists and toxicologist saying sodium fluoride is deadly and is a cover term for a bunch of other poisons. Take it out now. And they say, no, we will not. People say, oh, well, if something like this was happening, people inside would expose it. They have exposed it. They're not bad. You think the average EPA scientist wants their children dying, wants them poisoned by this? I've got all these news reports and clips and studies. Going back to the 50s, they would fluoridate water supplies. They noticed the cows and horses would all die, and they learned back then on big industrial farms to not give fluoridated water to the cows, to the sheep, to the goats, to the horses. There is no doubt. And more I realize, just with the fluoride issue alone, people can go research, they can go find out, they can see all the government studies, not just institutions, thousands of them, they can find out about the doubling of bone cancer, the tripling of brain cancers, the quadrupling or higher in studies of leukemias. For God's sakes, do whatever you can to at least not drink the fluoride. To at least, they're now adding it to hundreds of foods. To at least not eat the foods. Because I don't want your son or daughter, your precious angel, to die. God help us. And in that, knowing they put it in the water, knowing we have the documents where they put it in the water by design to hurt us, that tells you all you need to know about these people. And that tells you, the FBI and police, all you need to know. You know, I've talked to FBI agents I've run into over the years, and I tell them, go check this stuff out. Go check it out on Google. And they're like, Alex, I know a lot of it's true, and I don't want to get on the list looking at that stuff. See? They'll just admit to me, yeah, we know we're being watched. How is that something you want to give your children? And don't give me that bull about Al-Qaeda. Come on. if they would give black men syphilis, if they'd radiate thousands of American children to death in radiation experiments, if they would nerve gas our own troops lethally in test, and they would put sodium fluoride in our water, what else are they doing? Well, let me tell you what they're doing. They're taking everything innocent and everything good, and they're destroying it. They're annihilating it. You know, I meant to get back into how they're announcing everywhere the carbon taxes, the carbon regulations, the things they're going to do to us. And I want to go over that, and I have all these other clips. Obama youth brigades. Lou Dobbs about how the U.S. government's funding Iranian nuclear weapons systems. Of course, we told you that years ago. I've got a lot of other clips I want to play, but I promise when we get back, we're going to go to Dave, Ray, Peter, Tom, Billy, and others about the election, the economy, and everything that's unfolding. I just know this. We've got to say no to what's happening. We've got to stand up.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Well, coming up tomorrow morning, the voting starts. We'll be here covering it live.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans.
Let's go to your phone calls. Dave in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, my brother, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, man. My name is Dave Short. I want people to know that. Make sure they get my name right in my file. And I'm calling from Northern California, and I got one thing to say to you, my friend, and what I think is a very important news tip. I'd just like to say it to you, man. It's so hard not to lose heart sometimes, you know, and especially, God, I'm so glad I'm not you, my man. but you are, honest to God, the perfect person in the perfect place to say these things. You've got the mind for it. You've got the ability to express yourself so clearly, and you've got the ability to see things in the big picture and the small picture. Don't be so hard on yourself, man. You know, we all love you, dude. You know, really.
Well, I mean, don't think I'm even bummed out so much today. I'm just sad. You know, it was okay when I could hate people in mainstream media that lied and twisted things, but now I don't even hate them. I see how pathetic they are. And it's sad for humanity because, and then I look at the cold-blooded New World Order controllers, the social engineers, and I realize that so many people that are going along with this system, they're so haughty and arrogant and full of themselves, just the general public. I just wish they knew what I knew, because I wish they could see the research. I wish they'd take time out to look into it and find out we're telling the truth. We really got a criminal government that stages terror attacks. They really do poison us. And I realize it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, when you're refining any precious metal, the dross rises to the top, and you skim the dross off the top and you discard it. You know, perhaps people need to start thinking about ways to skim that dross. But I do have a comment on a news story that seems to have kind of slipped through the cracks, and I think it might be important. I find it ironic that we're possibly going to be voting for a president who may not even be a legal immigrant or a legal member of the United States. And at the same time, we have the American Civil Liberties Union, who, you know, they're not always perfect, is reporting about the Constitution Free Zone. Have you heard about that yet, Alex?
Yeah, no, that was actually under Agenda 21. People are just now learning about it, 100 and something miles, 125 miles on all the U.S. borders and coastlines, and that's
right.
That's about two-thirds of the population lives on the border or on the coastlines. And, yes, they're saying Homeland Security on record says it's a constitution-free area.
Would you mind if I just, if people will simply search for ACLU and constitution-free zone, they'll see a map that'll knock their eyeballs out.
Yeah, I've asked my writers a few weeks ago to actually do a report on that. We need to get a more detailed one out to give people the clear picture, but yes, it's really happening.
Can I just make one more brief comment on it?
Yes.
Basically, what it boils down to is north, south, east, and west, it's a 100-mile border that encompasses, you know, well, on the northern border, we've got Seattle and Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. These are the ones that are kind of on the border. North and all everything north of that, all of Michigan.
And they don't search people when they come in. It's deep inside the country.
Yeah. I mean, it's everything. It's all the big metropolitan.
And now
areas. They're
offering a North American travel card separate from your passport. And see, that's going to be for the immigrants. This isn't to stop the immigrants. This is to mutualize the border. It's part of the North American Union.
Absolutely. And of course, if they can do this, they can get away with it, which it appears that they're trying to do. And people just ignore it and say, oh, well, it's not affecting me. Then it's going to go right up the NAFTA Super Corridor and 100 miles on either side of that. And then it'll be 100 miles on either side of the 100-mile border.
You just hit the key, and that's what I told my writers to do a story on. They're also saying in the SPP there's going to be buffer zones on the 84, or is it 83, federal highways, the interstates. And so those will be international zones, and they're going to tax us for the North American Union on those roads.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.